DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello. I'm dizzy. You know why I'm dizzy? That little wheel on my email account on my iPhone has been spinning and spinning and spinning. It's been spinning for over 2 hours. So I have the feeling, Tony, that my email ain't working. You get that feeling?
You know, it's kaput. It's finished.
It's gone. It's history.
It ceased to exist.
Oh, I feel really badly because I sent Tim an email this morning telling him what I plan to do, and he seemed a little disconcerted. That's because he had sent me a huge, long email with different subjects, and what I was planning to do wasn't any of those, but I hadn't even seen those. They had never arrived. And so I looked, and the last time I got email on my phone was last night at around 10 o'clock, and that's it. So if you sent me any email, I'm not going to get it. However, you can send it to Bernadette. Now, you want to know what Bernadette's email address is? You silly
is it
fool,
rude?
You. I am not going to tell you. Hey, you could not get it out of me if you waterboarded me.
I have so, cannoli.
Yeah. Oh, okay, here it is. has that happened to you guys, too? Any problems?
Yeah, I can't access my email either. Our chief engineer, Al's going to come in here and save the day.
All right, here I am to save the day. And I know pretty soon I'm going to get that dreaded message, update your password. The problem I have with that is I would have to go into the station to do it because I have all Apple stuff here, all Apples. Phones, Apple, iPad, Apple, computer, Apple, they're all Apple. And our company does not take Apple, so there. So I would have to go in to do it. That kind of defeats the purpose. And I don't want to die on the because I was trying to upgrade my password. That would be the ultimate disgrace. You know, I don't mind doing things that would put me in danger. I could be a cop. I could be an MP in the police, but I'm not damn well going to put my life on the line to change my password.
No. I mean, we could change it for you.
Yeah. And, you know, there's nothing on my phone that couldn't be published in the Buffalo News. You know who got it? You know who vetted this for me?
Oh, would that be Bernadette?
No, Michael Caputo.
Oh.
So I know. So I know there's nothing on here that I have to worry about, except the 3,200 I just erased. I'm sorry. No, I didn't erase anything. But apparently we're having problems. not a good time to have problems when you're going into something like this. By the way, got something very interesting tonight at 7 o'clock. There's going to be a virtual town hall meeting where we're hooking up with Channel 4. And thank you, Channel 4. It's a nice partnership there. And the virtual town hall meeting will be at 7 o'clock and will feature a lot of the New York delegation, the congressional delegation. So should be interesting, should be fun. Meanwhile, what else is new with you guys? Anything actually working, or is it all down?
Well, I got some news. If you guys want to look into the future a week, are you having a good week so far? Is everyone feeling positive?
Yeah, I'm trying to have a good week, yeah.
Did you look at the forecast for early next week?
No.
No, don't tell me it's going to snow.
There's snow in the forecast for early.
Oh, come on. Oh,
get out, Buzzy. Leave the building. Leave the building. It's going to snow next week, Bernie. Yeah. Bernie,
I remember one time.
She made a face like, if I were looking at that face, I would not have said, would you marry me? Okay. See, I'm getting a preview of the face.
The look.
My mother used to say, she's got a puss on. And so she does. Okay. So go ahead, guys. What do you got? Any problems, or is everything smooth sailing?
Well, now Joe really depressed me, so me I think too. I'm just going to go into the corner.
Talk about a downer. Joe, not only are we going to get snow, he told us about it ahead of time. So we can think about how miserable we're going to be in a week.
This is after seeing that it's going to be, close to 60 on Saturday, and I'm thinking, yep. Oh, maybe possible bonfire in yep. the yard, maybe sit back and relax. And
it's going to be 66 tomorrow. 6-6. Devil temperature. But the bottom line is I'm feeling pretty good. This technical stuff is working out pretty well, at least up until today. So we'll take it from there. All right, let's see. What else is new? Anything going on with you guys? Tony and his never-ending fun with the children's storybook. What did you do yesterday?
Yesterday, we went for a walk. I'm determined that I have come to the conclusion I need to lose weight. I've put on too many pounds during this. And
You're too fat. You went for a walk with the kids. Okay.
Yeah, so we went for a nice walk with the kids, and that was nice. And I get a kick out of there's two houses on the block around the corner from us, and they're just so lovely. They sit out in the driveway, proper distance apart, and they're lawn chairs, and they're just enjoying life going by. I love seeing them out there.
Well, there is a time, usually it's in the summer. Nice, warm breeze. You're very comfortable. You got a cold drink, no matter what, beer or Pepsi or whatever you drink. And you can just feel the breeze going through your hair, if you had hair.
If.
So I don't have hair, but I remember when I did have hair, that was nice. I really enjoyed that. It's part of enjoying the summer. And it's the kind of thing where you're enjoying it totally because you never want to leave it. You don't want to go back in the house. Well, we're in the house, so we're not coming out anytime soon, I can tell you that. How about you, Buzzy, and the adventures in Buzzyland? Did you do anything yesterday?
Yeah, had a good stair workout. Actually ran throughout the parking lot down Maple a little bit to warm up. And then 45 minutes on the stairs. And, I count out loud when I do a set. So I go one, then up the stairs two. And I'm finishing in, we're at the end of the building. Everything on that end of the building is done, is closed. There's nothing there. So I didn't think anyone would be walking in and out of those doors. Well, I count my 10. I look behind me and someone said, "What are you doing?"
I'm making
that
eggs.
That happened on my honeymoon. I got the same question. I said, "I don't know. What do you want from me?" And she said, "That's quite apparent." Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a break, and when we come back, actually do a radio show. I got it. Let's do a radio show. Are you all set to do that? Of course you are. Yeah, we'll be back right after this. Okay, somebody suggested I shut my iPhone down and turn it back on, and I did. I shut it off and turn it back on, and the wheel goes round and round. And we'll see. Maybe it'll go round and round for a full 3 hours. Anyway, it is Beach & Company. First of all, it never ceases to amaze me how some people can be so So I can't even use the word, okay? I'm setting up a subject that we're going to do today. It's one of two subjects, okay? And I said, if you were king, and the reason I said that is because the king goes unquestioned. Whatever the king wants, the king gets. So the premise was, if you had unlimited authority with no opposition, you could do anything you want, what would you do? Of course, we put that in the promo. If you were king, blah, 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 and somebody, one of the first replies, we don't have a king, we have a president. Don't you read the Constitution? And then, this clown actually laid out the Constitution. Like, you're wound a little too tight, pal. Get some fresh air. Have a chicken sandwich. But don't bother me. That's very, very bothersome. Okay? Let's all pretend we have a king, shall we? You guys believe that? Of course you'd believe it. You deal with it all the time,
every
right?
day.
Oh, my God. If you were king, I'm not. Did somebody actually wake up and say, gee, Sandy Beach, I was just listening to him. He thinks we have a king. Did we have a king overnight? I thought we had a president. Oh, yeah. I better tell him. Here, I'll send him the whole damn Constitution. I can't believe it. This is nuts. Between the we don't have a king and my wheel going round and round, get me to Brylin. Quick, will you guys sign me into Brylin? Because I'm going to need it by the end of today, I can tell you. So that's that. But I'm going to set it up anyway. If you're ready, if you are ready to go. If you were king, what would you open first? And what would you open last? Now, let me tell you something. I know there'll be people ticked off, not at what you'll open first, because you have your own opinion. Somebody else has their opinion. That's fine. But and we know that any business employs somebody. They pay taxes. We understand that. But most people are going to say what they'd open last is just something they'd never use. Doesn't mean it's bad. Doesn't mean it's evil. Doesn't mean it should be put out of business. It just means there's no way anybody cares about that that doesn't use it. Okay? You get the premise this time? Good. The premise is set. Now here we go. Here we go. Hang on now. And if you need a written explanation of my subject, I will be happy to send it to you. Send me $12 to Merkle Press. Okay? So here's the question. If you were king, what would you open first and what would you open last? Now, I'm going to ask my guys, but I'm going to give them a minute to think about it because I'm going to do my own open first and last, kind of give you an idea. What would I open first? That's tough because there's many things that I'd like to see open. I'd like to see them all open, actually, but they're not, okay? The first thing I would open are the restaurants. I'll tell you why. That's a big group of people, but you can set it up inside the restaurant so the tables are not really right on top of each other. I think people are very anxious to get out with us. We eat out about 3 times a week, usually. Sometimes less, sometimes more. But it's a social thing for us. We like the drive to the restaurant. Usually we go to restaurants where we know the people there. The servers, the owners, we know all the people we go to eat, we know them, okay? That's kind of nice. How's it going? Yeah, boom, 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 boom. And so I would say the things that I would want first are the restaurants. The things I would open last are the tattoo parlors. Because I don't care if you have a tattoo. I have no interest in a tattoo, none. So if the tattoo parlor was open, if it was the last business on earth, I would probably not have to go in there and get a tattoo. Okay? I wouldn't even go in and say, de plane, boss, de plane. That's tattoo as well. But I wouldn't do that. Okay? Doesn't mean I hate tattoos. It just means I would never use it. Okay, now, Tony, Tony.
Yes.
What would you open first if you were the king? King Caligiuri.
Not that I would have any use for it, but just going upon what I think would be safe would be beauty parlors, hairdressers, barbershops, things like that. I think they would be the first ones to open.
So things that would beautify America, I got that. You'd open them first, before even something to eat. That's very good. I thought you'd go for something to eat. But
no, after watching what Nicholas did yesterday and cutting his own hair, I came to the conclusion that we need to open up the barbershops.
Nick cut his own hair?
Yes.
Well, you're lucky he doesn't cut your daughter's hair.
Yeah.
Think about it like that.
I'm lucky that she hasn't cut her own hair.
Exactly. I hope she's not listening. She's probably listening and taking notes.
How to Really Get Daddy Angry Today by Samantha Caligiuri.
Right, so I understand that. Beauty, barbershops, beauty shops, all that.
What yeah, and I you... think I think it would be good for you know, a lot of people who want to get out. You know, barbershops are a great way to sit there and talk
whole,
about things. And
my whole family tree is full of barbershops.
That's right.
Yeah, probably six or seven of them. Now, what would you open last?
I'd probably say sporting events.
You'd open them last?
Yeah, wow. Because I still don't, I'm still uncomfortable with large crowds being together.
Wow, now that, you totally surprised me, Tony. If somebody asked me to bet, I would have gotten that absolutely wrong. I would have thought for sure your first one would be something with food. And I didn't know what your last one would be, so I didn't know what either one would be. Now, Buzzy, okay, what would you open first if you were King Buzzy, King of Fredonia?
Fredonia?
Well, you know, that's out of a Marx Brothers
Groucho
movie.
Now, I would probably open what I think needs to be open first, not what I would want. Obviously, personally, I would want to see bars and sporting events open right away. But I think the safest things, as Tony said, to open first, the beauty parlors, I need a pedicure. So we could get the nail spas open would be great.
Hold it. I've been in radio nearly 60 years. I've worked with a lot of guys, okay? You're the first guy to ever say, I need a pedicure. I think you need a castration. Then a pedicure.
But what I would open first, Sandy, is I think bars should be a second or third phase. But I think restaurants with social distancing, as you said, because people need that socialization if they can do it safely. And also, I think gyms. Gyms and restaurant are the first two things that should be open.
Both of them. Get out and try and get the back into somewhat shape. And that's good. What'd you say for the last thing to open?
And the last thing that should open, and I'm right there with Tony, it's not the last thing I want to be open, are sporting events and concerts.
All right, that's good. Now, boys and girls out there, if you're listening, we want to know, if you were king, what would you open first, what would you open last? And also, meat, the subject of meat. Are you finding meat? Is there enough meat? Is it being more expensive with meat? We'll be back with more after this on News Radio 930 WBEN.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Yes, it's a double barrel whammy. First, I get an email from a guy who thinks I'm serious when I say, if you were king, what would you do? Who would you open first and who would you open last? And explain to me that we don't have a king, and put the Constitution on the screen. Now we get one from another guy who says, you don't take directions very criticism. You don't take criticism very well. Didn't understand that the first thing was comedy. It was a joke. I was making fun of the guy who thinks that I believe that we have a king. That's comedy. You know, I think, seriously, enjoy your breakfast. Have coffee, juice, and a Tide Pod would be good for you. Okay? Would you like that? That's good. Then I can have another joke. But meanwhile, we're asking, if you were king, what would you open first and what would you open last? And the second question, meat. It's very seldom we do shows on meat, the knights who say neat, that's a Monty
That was
Python.
A good one, yes.
That was a good one. Maybe you're the taxpayer that says meat, and you're saying, I need meat. I need red meat. I don't want kale. Don't give me anything green. Don't give me anything yellow. And if the meat is green or yellow, don't eat it. I'm suggesting that. But the bottom line is, meat is in the news because now Tyson put out a letter saying, if we have to close, there may be a problem, whatever. But other meat people, the meat markets and the wholesalers and whatever, say, don't worry, there's plenty of meat. And I just want to know if you found it hard to find exactly what you want in a cut of meat and if the price has gone through the roof or not. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Let's go to line one. That would be Gary in Sinclairsville. Okay. Gary, you're on WBEN.
Yes. Good morning, Sandy.
Hello there, Gary. Thanks for calling. What do you have for us today?
Well, if I were king, I would, I would not be like some kings. I would actually be looking out for my people.
You'd be a benevolent king. The people would love this king, yes.
If possible, yes.
Yeah, good.
As far as what I would open first, much as I would like to see the restaurants open, and I do understand that if they do, they have to go to a reduced seating and capacity and whatever. But I also think about all the inventory they've had to throw out because of expiration dates and such like.
That's true. Now, I know in some things, Cuomo was mentioning yesterday, some dairy farmers in upstate New York have had to dump milk. And he says that's really sad, so he's contacting them and willing to have the state buy milk and cheese and all that other stuff and give it to food banks. So that's a good deal. I'm sure quietly and maybe behind the scenes, that food was probably donated to a church group or a pantry, something like that.
All right. Well, I understand that, but their pantries of their own, you know, the restaurants, their pantries are going to be a little bit sparse right now because they haven't ordered anything with this ongoing coronavirus. So consequently, you know, they're going to have to get a lot of fresh inventory in.
That's true.
I would like to see the supply chains come back up quickly. Processing plants and our agriculture stepping up, you know, are being helped up to provide that supply chain so that we can open our restaurants and we can fully stock our supermarkets.
Well, that's a good plan, because without your plan, we couldn't do my plan. And you're right. I don't know how long it takes them to get up to speed. And also, they don't know what up to speed means. As you mentioned, and I had mentioned, that the seating configuration would probably be different. And they don't know how many people are going to start coming back at what time. I think eventually we'll all go back to our favorite places, but I don't know. Yeah, at what time frame that would be.
Right. And as far as the last place I would open up, which I think would be, I have to agree, the tattoo parlors. Because a tattoo is an absolute non-essential.
Now, so you and I, the first two, both pick poor tattoo parlors. They're going to have to reconfigure the seats now, Gary, so that there's room for two of us.
It was poor.
Very good, King Gary. Thank you. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. No, it's not that we don't like tattoos. It's just that we would never get a tattoo. So
speak for yourselves.
You would get a tattoo.
Yeah, matter of fact, I was just talking to someone the other day. I wanted to get a quote on how much it would get to have Samantha put on my left arm, and may do that sometime when we are open back
now,
up.
Now, are you going to have Samantha's name on your left arm where you can see it all the time, or are you going to have to actually lift your arm up to see her name?
No,
forget her name.
I want to be able to see it all the time.
Suppose she's raising Cain in the other part of the room, and you go, hey, hey, and you got to lift your arm up, and it says Samantha on it. Hey, hey, Samantha.
Hey, what's your name? Come on, didn't your mother ever call you somebody else's name?
Hey, Thursday night after bowling. Stop it. Do not do this anymore. I knew I should have bowled an extra frame.
Speaking of, can we open up bowling lanes?
Oh, I'm sure bowling lanes are going to show up on both sides.
Yeah.
I think there are people that love bowling. You know, like Flo Slawinski, he's a good bowler and he loves bowling. And people who hate bowling for whatever reason. I don't know why you would hate it. It's a very popular sport, always has been. It's a lot of fun.
Especially in this area, bowling has always been tops.
Exactly. No, that's Wegmans.
Yes.
How about that? My body is shrinking, but my brain is still working. Okay, so if you were king, what would you open first? What would you open last? And as we said, the choice for opening last doesn't mean you hate it. Just means you probably wouldn't use it. Like, I could easily put on my open last, and this is going to tick off some people, golf. Golf. You know, I think the last thing we need when we're in this health situation is I'm standing out there trying to put a white ball into a hole in the ground. I mean, that's really what it is. It takes great skill to do it. I can't do it. I played one round of golf in a senior in high school and decided I'm never playing golf again, and I haven't.
But at least with golf, there is social distancing. You're not on top of one another.
Well, that's true, but we were using a square ball. You know how hard it is to putt with a square ball?
We're using a basketball. I couldn't understand why it didn't go far.
Yeah, you can drive with a square ball, but you cannot putt. I mean, it takes the line right away from you.
It doesn't break on those.
It does not on the hill. We'll be back with more frivolity and mirth, especially mirth, on News Radio 930 WBEN. Tony and I are both, we're at the edge of our rope, at the end of our rope. We really are. We're severely depressed, not because we're homebound, Not because we're not working as a team, but we have a common problem. Tony and I are afraid that we can't button our pants anymore.
I know I can't.
Well, I have not worn pants. I'm wearing shorts and sweats, but I have not worn pants in 7 weeks. Now, I haven't been overeating. I've been eating the same thing, basically, and Bernadette is a really good cook. And I don't want to insult her. No beef bouillon. No, I've had enough. But the bottom line is, I'm not really sure. It's like, do I remember how to ride the horse or the motorcycle? Yeah, I remember that, but I don't remember if I can button my pants, so I will let you know tomorrow.
Good luck.
Because I can't leave the house without pants.
No.
I think the president has decreed that.
Society frowns upon it.
Yeah, exactly. You must not be pantless, especially if you're looking to buy a motorcycle.
Oh. Chaps, anyone?
At 3 a.m. Okay. Let's go to line 2. This would be Dan in Akron. Dan, you're on WBEN.
Good morning. I think I agree with Tony. We need some quality of life morale boosters after being stuck in the house for 2 months. Everybody has missed their April Florida vacation. What I'm dying to do is I want to get back and lay in a tanning bed for 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
You're social distanced. They use that medical grade cleaner between customers. And what's even better is scientifically they have said on surfaces, UV light kills the coronavirus.
Wow.
So I'd rather be in a tanning bed. I think it's more safer than walking through Wegmans. But to me, it's just a psychological booster. You know what I mean?
Well, that sounds good, and it sounds like it's pretty well thought out. Have you thought about what you want last to open?
I would think the worst place on earth I'd want to be right now was a packed concert.
Yeah, I think you're right. A concert would be worse. Some sporting events would be worse, too. I think they're in the same venue. So I you're a good, clear thinker. Let's hope we get to do what we want to do. Thank you. Thank you very much, Dan. That was good. We just got word that today at 11:30, Andrew Cuomo, yes, Mr. Governor, will be on. Tonight at 7 o'clock, we, in conjunction with Channel 4, will be doing a virtual town hall. And among the participants will be the New York State Congressional Delegation. So these are people who can make a difference, and they're going to be talking about what's going on. And I assume, I don't have the exact format in front of me, but I assume being a virtual town hall will mean that people, or regular people like you and I, will get to ask questions. So that's tonight starting at 7 p.m. So that sounds pretty good. Let's go to Pat from the Old First Ward. Pat, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Pat. What do you have for us today?
Queen.
If you were the queen,
the thing I'd open would be the casinos.
Oh, the casinos. Get a pair of dice. You're the gambling queen.
I miss it so much.
Oh, yeah. If you're used to going to the casino, there's a withdrawal period when you don't hear the noise and the lights and the, you know, comfortable seating and good fun.
And when the two politicians are going to speak, I turn them. I find them depressing and boring.
Okay, so you would add the press conferences to the last thing that you want.
Yes.
Well, I think they're both at the end of their rope with that. I think Cuomo gets friendly press, so it's a little easier to take. The president gets hostile press, so it's not easy to take. Well, good luck. Good luck, and I hope you roll some winning dice there. Thank you very much. Thank you. She loves the casino, and I think a lot of people do. I would assume, can you imagine wiping down a casino? Every machine, every button, anything you touch there. Now, there are some things in the casino that you don't touch. A lot of the card games you don't touch. But you got to touch the dice. There's no way around that. And I don't know. Would dice, I'll ask you two guys, think of putting your hands on a pair of dice. Would you leave any fingerprints on the dice?
If you're touching it with your fingertips, sure.
But it would have to be, your hand is much bigger than the individual dice. Okay, so you put it over
there. There's a chance, I guess.
There's a chance. Yeah. Not much.
Right.
But the fun part of it is you can still do some things, but especially the slot machines. Because that's all you do is touch either the buttons or the handle, depending on what you're playing, I guess. So are you to believe then that after every person gets up from the machine, there's an employee right behind them with cleaner? I don't think that's practical, do you?
No.
So I don't know how they're going to do it. And slot machines, I think, would be the major player.
Wait, I know. You put it in the fire system, so when the sprinklers go off, it disinfects everything.
That's good, Tony. You could be on to something.
Yes.
Yeah, like a trip to the loony bin. That's what you could be on. Okay, we're asking, if you were the king, what would you open first, and what would you open last? Now, the opening last doesn't mean you hate it. Just means you don't use it. Okay? And so far, we've got some good suggestions. We'd like to hear from you. Also, meat. Why would I ask about meat? Tyson sent a letter to one of the newspapers saying, you know, things are getting a little tough here. And so they're worried about the supply of meat. But the other meat people say, no, don't worry. It's going to be cool. We'd like to know if you found the meat you have been looking for and what you paid for. Was it reasonable or was it overpriced? On News Radio 930. WBEN with Beach and Company. Don't forget, tonight at 7 o'clock, we have the virtual town hall along with Channel 4. We'll break right now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.